Hello, and welcome to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. It is a 70% complete production, and this is probably appearing for the first time on the other 30%. A new channel for our less scripted content. Today's point. Alright, here's the deal. So, last night we recorded an episode of The Content Mill, talking about NextFest demos and games that we are excited about coming out of those demos. I will not spoil the grander conversation that we had in that. It's a really good episode. It's coming out, I think, this coming Wednesday. So go sign up for that on The Content Mill. You can see that on YouTube. You can find other links to the show and other shows like it at coti.paka.page, cody.pika.page. But something that came up during, I guess, like in the post show of that, we got some information wrong about a particular demo that I am actually incredibly excited about. And in discovering that we got some info wrong, I stumbled across the fact that not only did I get the information wrong, but this video game that I did not know people knew about, I thought this was a fun hidden gem video game, is one of the more recent examples of culture war bullshit. So we were looking around, and I saw that there is, unfortunately, a video with like over 850,000 views on it, from none other than Asmongold. And so today's point is, video games don't need to be in your culture war, dude. We talk about a lot of stuff in that episode, and the thing that has kind of stuck with me after that conversation is just how fucking annoyed I am that we have to have this constant back and forth about, like, supporting people who make video games and how those video games, like, do not have to be your thing. Famously, I've gone on multiple rants on this show about how, as much as I like Expedition 33, it was not the like JRPG video game I wished it was. It was not the gateway game that got me to like load up Metaphor ReFantazio or check out any of the older Dragon Quest games or even start a Final Fantasy. As much as I like that game and a lot of stuff in it, it just was not the thing that I wanted it to be. And I think the thing that we always forget, or not we, you're listening to this show, I think you probably have a good idea of this. The thing that other people forget, who perhaps make oodles and oodles of money on being an online shitlord, is it doesn't have to be for you, bud. Like, you really don't have to engage with it. The game that I am talking about, it's a teeny tiny team. It's their first game. Their website has less than 20 people on their full-time roster. This does not need to be a Asmongold firebrand video game just because there's a female protagonist. And I think that's the thing that is just, like, really getting me, is that the state of the world as it is right now is fucked. Just completely. Like, there are so many things that are so fundamentally broken about the way that, like, we are conducting ourselves as a people at a higher level. And just to see that, like, this project come out, and for just the internet's worst fucking people to glom onto it as, like, another ongoing part of their culture war. Like, this is, it's now way all over again. It's fucking Aloy's, like, peach fuzz. Like, I just, like, cannot get over how many video games there are coming out every single fucking day, and they have to pick one to be, hey, actually, this is destroying the American values, and I would like to rile up a bunch of internet losers to be mad about it. Like, just don't engage. I don't engage with your bullshit vibe-coded video games. Like, just, I see you later. Like, adios. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. And, like, that's kind of the beauty of the internet, is that it's you know, quote unquote, open. Like, we don't have to engage with that. I only know that there is an Asmongold video about this because it was fucked up YouTube, but like, it was the next recommended video on a behind the scenes look at this video game. Just like, what? And that behind the scenes video was chock full of just a bunch of bullshit comments about people like, ah, I'm not going to buy this game, having quippy responses about being non-binary. Like, fuck you. I like truly don't need this in my life. And like, you don't need to be taking up the mental bandwidth to go write a negative bullshit comment on a video for a video game you're not going to buy. Like, the thing is that as much as the right and the alt-right just want to get in on this whole like virtue signaling, cancel culture, comedy is real now bullshit, is that they're all just a bunch of overgrown man babies who simply cannot engage with artwork or media. Like, it doesn't even have to be like capital A artwork to have this discussion. Cannot engage with media that reflects a view that is other than the one that they think is true. They're never once challenged in all of this because they hold the alleged superior ground of being these dumb fucking Sigma males. And I just like truly cannot get over how like infantile and asinine all of this thing is. Like, really, really sit down and think about it. Like, you are watching a video, if you engage with any of this shit, you are watching a video of a grown man with neon lit backgrounds being angry that there is a woman that he is able to control with two joysticks. That's it. Like, this isn't some like larger cultural motive about it. Like, there's no like, there's nothing happening. Like, it's just a video game guy. Like, imagine if I sat down tomorrow and loaded up Banjo-Kazooie and was like, man, the pro-bear agenda in this video game is absurd. And I think that we all need to boycott Rare for their woke bullshit because they put a bear as a controllable character. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's so insane to me that this continues to be a thing and we just kind of let it happen. Like, I see this shit in comments from my videos. Like, really? Like, this is the stuff we're going to talk about, that like, Avowed is not a successful video game because of all of the woke nonsense? No. No, dude. Like, just go away. Like, just go to the 4chan or wherever the fuck you want to go. I just truly don't want you in my internet. Like, you don't need to be here. Go away. And I think that it is, like, actually truly reprehensible that we look at, we talk about this about Gen AI on the Content Mill episode, but like, it is fucking insane that all of these platforms, like whether it's YouTube, it's Twitch, it's Steam, like all of these platforms are just so scared of all of this nonsense that they're not willing to stand up to these fuckers and say, hey, actually, that's some bullshit opinion, dude. Like, you can't just be spreading hate like this on our platform. We are a private company. We are a public company. Doesn't fucking matter. We own it. Go to Kick. Go somewhere else. Don't be on Twitch with this bullshit. And I get it. Like, again, like, everything is fucked. It's terrible. Like, Twitch is owned by Amazon, who is owned by Jeff Bezos, who showed up at the inauguration. Like, I get it. Like, they're trapped in this stupid fucking game of, well, I'm one of the richest people in the world, but still I need government subsidies for my dumb space rocket. But, like, fucking A, man. Like, I look at this video game that's coming out, and it is cool looking, it is exciting, it is different, and it's doing stuff that is so incredibly smart about its presentation and the story it's telling. And I'm so mad that we fucked up one basic detail in this that is, like, already, like, if we do not issue a discussion about it, then, like, I'm concerned that these idiots will say, like, ah, yes, an ally. It's like, no. I no. And, like, the fact that this is a thing, like, the detail that we got wrong is a detail that we got wrong is because I suspect they were downplaying it because of these people. And I just, oh, it just makes me so fucking mad. Like, I just cannot handle this amount of, like, negative bullshit just to, like, farm clicks and likes. And then also just, like, fucking transform the small people and, like, the youth of the internet into being these hate monger assholes who just like come into like little tiny channels or feel like it's okay to just like rant about, you know, all of this stuff. That it's just not a culture, like it's not a culture war. Like, people exist. Let the people fucking exist. That's it. Like, the I don't know, man. It just is like so endlessly frustrating to me that like the closest we can ever get to challenging this shit is like skill-based matchmaking is the opposite of this, of just like, wow, you know, I guess participation trophy for online assholes is like the best we can do. Like, I fucking hate it, man. Like, these video games, like any creative project is impossible. Like, it is impossible to make. It is incredible that anything ever existed. And then to just like have online assholes who make money selling like supplements that don't work and being angry on the internet is just like so annoying to me. Like, just let it be. Like, you don't like it, fine. Like, don't engage with it. Go away. Just like, don't see it. You don't need to look at this video game. We both know that like you are engaging with this simply to be mad about it. And like, just don't. Go play whatever else you want to play. Or disappear. That would be better, I think, if you just like went the fuck away forever. I don't know. I've been like thinking about this since I saw that goddamn video last night, and it just is like so mind-numbingly annoying that like platforms continue to let these people do this, where they just sit there for hours and they roast these demos for no reason other than they do not adhere to your cultural philosophy. And like, that's the point. Like, the point is that, you know, they go there to do this, where an intellectual like myself simply does not engage. I don't like that there is a 100% vibe-coded playable video game on Steam. Do you know what I'm not gonna do? Play the video game. Like, there's just nothing for me to engage with there. Like, what does any audience get out of that besides me being angry about Gen AI? That's it. Like, that's all you get out of it, is me being angry about it. And then, because I'm angry about it, and you might like my opinions, you are now angry about it. But guess what? We all know that Gen AI is bullshit anyways. Like, we're just not gonna do it. And then to think that, like, fine, like, Phil hates a technology that's destroying the world. I think we can all kind of get behind that, like, maybe that's a thing to be angry about. But, like, the actual existence of a human being is not something we get angry at. Like, that's not... There are rules. Like, there are, like, just rules of how we want to conduct ourselves in the public square. And fuck that. Like, I'm sorry that this main character is a woman or that this main character identifies as non-binary. Fuck you if you don't like it. Like, go away. That's great. And they can let them exist. Like, that's it. Sorry. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you want. Like, you, fine. Like, you want them to be eradicated. Well, no. Like, that, sorry. That's not how we conduct ourselves in the public square. That's not how humanity works. And I truly have no room or interest in discussing any of this with you. Like, trans rights are human rights. Fuck off. Like, I cannot underscore this point enough that this, like, online hate bullshit about all of this is so insane to me. And the fact that it continues to go, that there are levers that we can be pulling, that platforms can be pulling to say, no, thank you. We do not want this shit here. It is toxic and it is bad. And it leads to real-world violence. And instead they say, money, please, is, like, fucking annoying to me. Like, it is truly morally bankrupt that this stuff happens and you need to have discussions about it. So I guess today's point is, don't be a fucking asshole on the internet. Like, the point, trans rights are human rights. Don't be a dick on the internet. If you don't like something, two things you can do. Number one, don't engage. Number two, really sit with it and understand why you don't like it. Think critically about the things that you are engaging with. Is watching this Asmongold video actually enriching your life? Do you like it because he is just mad about the same things that you are mad about? Do you like it because He's saying things that you agree with. Why do you agree with them? What about it makes sense to you? And does that match reality? Because the thing is that it doesn't. Think critically about what you're engaging with. And if you realize, like most people should, that that dude is a fucking asshole and is only selling you hate and anger and probably methylene blue, then just get out. Like, it is okay. You can be deprogrammed from the terrible cult of fucking idiots. You don't need to be in the culture war. You can go to therapy. You can play a positive indie game that makes you feel good. And you know what? They make plenty of those that have male lead characters. So today I would like to leave you with a positive message. Go find something you like. And if you find that the media that you are engaging with is fueling hate, if you leave a media engagement, if you leave a Twitch stream, if you leave a YouTube video, if you leave watching fucking Friends and you are filled with hate, if you are filled with anger, really sit with it and think about it. Like, why? What about this is making you angry? And then really engage with it. Like, sit there and feel those feelings and say, is this a thing I can change? Is this something that is real? Like, is this true? Is the woke agenda truly bringing down the white man? And then when you have a moment of reflection and you say, oh no, actually, perhaps the reason I was passed over for that promotion is because I'm kind of an asshole, or I talk over people in meetings, then, like, fucking change. Like, find something else. Do something else. Make your life better. Make your life be more positive. Find something. Anything. To just, like, bring a little light back, dude. Like, you don't need to be around all of this hate and anger and nonsense. If you spent less time being such an asshole and engaging with people who want to be an asshole, who profit on being an asshole, who profit on making you mad, profit making you feel inferior to them. They are making millions of dollars making you feel bad. Just don't. Go somewhere else. Next time something comes up, just click the next stream. Just find a different video. Go talk to a human being and engage with community that is based on building something positive, based on, like, finding a way forward. You don't need to, like, relitigate the past. And for God's sakes, if someone says some Nazi shit, they're fucking Nazis. Just, like, go away. Like, disengage with that group forever, because they will bring you down. I've now tried to end this show 3 times. So, happy Friday, I guess. I know that I am probably preaching to the choir at this point. Like, if you made it 18 and a half minutes into this episode, I assume that you agree with me. So thank you, number one, for, like, making it this far. Thank you, number two, for not being the problem and hopefully being the solution. And at this point, just, like, band together. Like, I want to hope and believe that all this stuff is something that can be combated and can be overcome. And the moment that we lose sight of that hope and we lose sight of that belief, I think it becomes an insurmountable thing. So find community. If this is stuff that resonates with you, join our Discord community. Like, we all, Johnny, Nate, Kayla, Eric, like, all of us fucking believe this stuff. Join the Corner of the Internet Discord. Join any other group that we're around and, like, you find like-minded people in that, like, believe the positive message of, you know, respecting basic human rights. Like, they're out there. We're here to help. Fucking A, man. All right. Let's get this Friday on the road. Thanks for hanging out, and sorry about being angry on a Friday morning. Have a good rest of your day. See ya.